Good afternoon and welcome to our meeting, 1:30 p.m. on December 17, 2024. And time to reconvene a regular meeting of the Snohomish County TUD Board of Commissioners. I'm Sid Logan, President of the Commission. Joining me today are Commissioner Tony Olson, our Vice President, Commissioner Rebecca Wolf, our Secretary, John Harlow, our CEO General Manager, Colin Willenbrock, our Chief Legal Officer, Allison Morrison, our Clerk of the Board, Jenny Rich, Deputy Clerk of the Board, and Morgan Stolzner, Deputy Clerk of the Board. Please turn off or mute your cell phone or other electronic devices at this time. Copies of the agenda are located on the deputy clerk's table near the entrance. Commissioners, are there any items to be added or changes to be made to the published agenda?
No. I do, Mr. President. I have an item that's an employee recognition item that I'd like to put into commission business.
Okay.
And it's your call. What order?
Okay, thank you. Comments from the public is item two on today's agenda, and that's when the board will hear comments for items that are not listed on today's agenda. Comments will be limited to 5 minutes, and persons shall be recognized to speak from the sign-up card located on the deputy clerk's table near the entrance. If joining by Zoom, click raise hand or dial star 9 if by phone, and we'll call it on you to speak at the appropriate time. This meeting is being recorded, so addressing the board during the meeting, please step up to the podium. Microphone, state and spell your name and indicate where you are from. Please remain at the podium while you speak and address the commissioners, not the audience. If you have documents or other materials to enter into the record, please hand them to the deputy clerk who will distribute them to the board. We appreciate your cooperation with our procedures. Please note that all motions receive an automatic silent second from the board. This ensures that all issues can be brought to the floor for discussion. We'll start out with a flag salute.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Next on our agenda is our comments from the public. Are there any comments from the public on items not on today's agenda? So we have Mr. Stephen Keeler signed up. Good afternoon, Mr. Keeler.
My name is Stephen Keeler, last name spelling K-E-L-E-R, resident of Edmond, Washington. Commissioners, I have had the opportunity to learn more details of the utilities operations by experiencing the Employee of the Month awards for years now. With appreciation for your consideration, please allow me to make at this time my announcement of my employee of the month's award from the utility. The three employees I wish to thank are Ms. Allison Morrison, Ms. Jenny Rich, and Ms. Morgan Holzner. They work efficiently in the commission background to keep the three of you informed, engaged, scheduled, organized, and honest. I have presented each lady with the certificate of award, two copies for home and for office. So in closing, let me wish the three of you, everybody in this room, everybody in this building, and all the employees scattered out there doing the work now to keep my condo energized, a Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Taylor. Well done. Is there anyone else? Is there any other comments from the public? I'm seeing one online from a Douglas Johnson. Go ahead, Mr. Johnson. You have 5 minutes. I think you're muted, Mr. Johnson. Still muted. Should have a mute button on your device. Hopefully you can toggle it off and we can hear you. And any pro trips to help him become unmuted?
It's on the phone. Star 9.
Is it star 9 to unmute?
It's on his phone.
If you're on your phone, Mr. Johnson, try star 9 to unmute. Star 9 to raise hand.
He is. He should be able to unmute. We've allowed him to, but it's still showing that he's not there.
We click ask to unmute. Will that help him?
I have.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, I think this is not going to work out. We have no other commenters, so I'm going to move on. The next is item 3, our consent agenda. Approve the minutes of the regular meeting of December 3rd, 2024, and the special meeting December 10th, 2024. Bid awards, professional service contracts, and amendments. Consideration of certification slash ratification and approval of district checks and vouchers. Consideration to pre-qualify contractors as bidders for electrical line work for the district during 2025. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
Are there any comments from the public? You've already discussed. Like Mr. Johnson re-raised his hand.
That's my mistake. You were correct. It is star 6 to unmute. So
okay.
We wanna, when we're done this vote,
okay.
You want us to try again.
Okay. Stand by, Mr. Johnson. When we finish this vote, we'll come back to that item. Any questions from the commissioners about the consent agenda?
None.
I have none. Okay. I will call for the vote. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say nay.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried unanimously. So we'll go back to public comment. Mr. Johnson, you can unmute yourself and we'll try it again. Star 6 that you're on your phone. Well, this is not working. Perhaps you can call in and talk to someone in the clerk's office and talk to us the next meeting. Okay, we'll move on to item 4, our public hearing in action, 4A disposal of surplus property, first quarter 2025. I'll call for a motion.
Based on staff's recommendation that the items were no longer necessary for use, am I correct this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Based on staff's recommendation that the items are no longer necessary or useful to the district, I move that those items listed on exhibits A and B of the surplus property recommendation report be declared surplus and sold for high bid or disposed of according to policy in the first quarter of 2025.
And we'll now convene a public hearing. We have Claudio Lazar available to answer any questions. Are there any comments from the public regarding the surplus property? Seeing any hands up?
Other than page 1, we really pushed our fleet vehicles. We're surplusing 2007 and 2008 vehicles.
Yes.
We get the mileage out from
that. I think we're getting our money's worth. Any other questions or comments, commissioners? I'll close the public hearing. I'll call for the vote. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say nay.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed unanimously. 4B, consideration of a resolution adopting the 2025 budget for Public Utility District Number 1 of Snohomish County. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
I will now reconvene a public hearing. Sarah Bond is available to answer any questions and provide the prior presentation if necessary. Are there any comments from the public regarding the resolution? See any hands up? Commissioners, do you have any questions or comments?
I have been at multiple hearings on our budgets.
Say I appreciate how much has gone into it, how much educated we've become during the process. Really appreciate all the hard work. I know it's a tremendous amount of work. Yeah, and I really appreciate that we're putting a finer pencil to it in the last few years. So thank you for all the hard work. Thanks, sir. I will close the public hearing and I will call for the vote. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say nay.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. 4C, consideration of a resolution extending the district's rate schedule, supplemental time of day service schedule. I will now reconvene a public hearing. Peter Donhauer is available to answer any questions, provide the prior presentation if necessary. Are there any comments from the public regarding this resolution? See any hands up in the room, not standing online. Commissioners, do you have any questions or comments?
I don't. No, we've been briefed on this.
We haven't been really briefed. I will close the public hearing and I will call for the vote. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say nay.
Aye.
Motion, aye. Motion carries unanimously. 4D, consideration. Looks like we're getting everything done at the end of the year. 4D, consideration of a resolution creating the district's net billing rate schedule. I will now reconvene a public hearing. Peter Donhauer is still here and available to answer any questions and provide prior presentation if necessary. Are there any comments from the public regarding the resolution? See any hands up? Are there any questions or comments from you, commissioners?
I have none. I have none. We were briefed on November the 19th on this.
Yeah, we were thoroughly briefed. I'm glad that we're able to do this. I will call for the vote. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say nay.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Items for individual consideration. 5A, consideration of a motion accepting the financial planning and budgeting monitoring report. I'll call for a motion.
I move acceptance.
We have Sarah Vaughn available to answer any questions regarding the monitoring report. First, ask, are there any comments from the public regarding the report? Raise your hand. I'm not seeing you. Commissioners, do you have questions about the monitoring report?
I do not.
I have no question.
Taking a quick refresh. I have none either. I will call for the vote. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say nay.
Aye.
Motion approved unanimously. Next is our CEO General Manager report. Do you have any report for us today, John?
I do have a couple items to share. First, from our customer service group, as of December 10th, customers can now submit start, stop, or transfer service requests online in My Snowflood. These requests will initially be processed by CSR with work underway for automation. In the first 2 days, 61 requests have already been received through this new channel. Something super cool out of our IT group. Kevin Johnston and Becky Burden from our IT Information Security Department participated in a panel discussion at the recent Department of Energy Joint Energy Sector Bills of Materials collaboration webinar. The panel, which included experts from Southern Company and ExxonMobil, focused on enhancing cyber supply chain assurance and secure software acquisition. Becky and Kevin shared their insights on using software bills of material and the challenges and opportunities for utilities in managing cyber supply chain risks. The webinar attracted about 100 attendees from the energy, utility, and government sectors. Another great example of where we punch way above our weight, given the talent that we have here at the district. Our ITS team often participates in various STEM programs at schools to encourage students who may be interested in careers in various areas of technology. Recently, the district participated in Explore IT at Everett Community College. Our own Jeremy Babcock, a developer in the IT department, was a presenter sharing information about his job. He also worked with students as they completed activities related to coding. The event helps generate enthusiasm for education and careers in computer science and IT. I missed the last commission meeting. I was at the APPA executive committee meeting in Washington, D.C. Part of the work there was to prepare for a number of meetings that myself, the current APPA board chair, and some of the APPA staff are having with investment banks and rating agencies, talking about the risks to public power from an investment perspective regarding things such as tax-exempt bonding, wildfire, cybersecurity. So those have been interesting conversations to hear what the investment banks and the rating agencies also see as our risks as we go into some, you know, a change in administration and some of the other things that are going on across the country in regards to the utility sector.
Thank you for being in that.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a learning opportunity. Scott and I talk often that the rating agencies and the investment bankers in some ways know more about our industry or know more about what we're doing than we do. They are very well educated. So having that opportunity to share what's going on, what they see on the horizon for risks and or things that we may be subject to is, again, a great learning opportunity. So it is with a little bit of sadness that I announced that this is Scott's last commission meeting. Certainly wish him well. Scott has really brought a level-headed approach and a lot of humor over these last 5 years. He's been a fantastic ELT member, just done wonderful things across the district, and he will certainly be missed. We are currently in the process of interviewing his candidate or his replacement candidate for the CFO position. I'd still like to strike a deal that if we don't find one, that he just has to come back.
That's right. In Snohomish County.
Yes, to us. Yep. Yeah, and live in our service territory.
Yeah.
I'd be okay if he wants to stay there, if he still wants to stay in PSE's territory, if he's here. That's all I have to share. Happy to answer any questions.
Comments?
I have no questions.
I'll just thank Scott for his service and his humor, some of which was appropriate. And I will say how much I've enjoyed you presenting to us. I think you brought something that we don't always get, and I really appreciate the candid nature in which, the thoughtful nature in which you put some of these challenges we have. So, yeah. Thank you.
I just want to add that I have tons of respect for your knowledge and your experience and your personality too, all of that. All of that wrapped up in one big bundle.
Well, you know, for me, you really brought a philosophy in terms of our financial side of the house that I'm impressed.
Right. Next, item 7, commission business. Commissioner Olson, why don't you start out with your item?
Oh, thank you. Yeah. As I mentioned, I would like to recognize our clerk of the board, Allison Morrison, who recently received completed a program and received a very difficult certification to get, Master Municipal Clerk Certification, and that's under the International Institute of Municipal Clerks. And this is actually global, and it's not only in North America, it has 15,000 affiliates throughout the world. There was a whole long list, but New England, United Kingdom, South Africa, Israel, the Scandinavian countries, it goes on and on. This continuous education program focuses on the unique nature of municipal clerk's responsibilities and care and feeding of the elected board. And Ellis and Joyce, actually, I was astonished that there are only 1,300 clerks that have received this master certification. So it's a great value to us because serving public boards is unique. So well deserved, dear.
Thank you.
Huzzahs.
Now you know you can go work anywhere in the world. You get nice to you here.
I thought, wow, that's a pretty big deal.
That's how many in the world are?
No.
That's how many in the U.S. are?
1,300 in the U.S.
Wow.
Yeah, still that's not a lot.
Very small.
They're a pretty big group.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Thank you.
Well deserved.
All right. Next, our commission reports. Are there any reports, commissioners?
I don't think they have
really
anything new. No.
You know, I'm losing track of the time, but I can't remember. Did we cut the ribbon on the substation between the feeding the
Jennings Park?
I think we did.
Jennings Park
substation.
That's all my years here. That's the first time I've ever cut a ribbon at a substation. And I don't know how many we built.
You know, I was thrilled. We had the mayor of Marysville. We had five council members attend. Staff did a great job putting together.
Wasn't it great? Really, really top-notch explanations. And their script or their explanations were really, they knew their audience and it was targeted. And so it kept... You know, when you look at doghouses with all those wires and stuff, but they explain the purpose and
what tours. Yeah.
Well, that was the biggest doghouse I've ever seen in a substation.
Yeah.
I would like to thank all of the team who put it together. They did a marvelous job. All the people who were there, Krista. And all of the team that worked to make that such a wonderful event. And we had sunshine. It's just a fabulous day.
That's because you were there.
Well, and it's a tribute to the relationships we make, you know, government affairs for so many people to show up.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I know in my town, we don't, we're lucky to have one or two council people show up for it.
Yeah, it is really a huge kudos to Kelly Stickney and Brenda and Krista and the entire gang for pulling something like that together and it being so professional. And then council folks get to, and the mayor get to interact with, employees and tour the substation. Yeah, those are fun events.
Yeah. It's only the second substation I toured, so.
I just get a kick out of, referring to, the doghouse. And unless you understand what a doghouse in a substation is.
Well, I was going to leave them guessing.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, I think you did a good job.
Well, I know about doghouses. Not anybody's on it. Didn't require anymore.
Yeah, I know.
Well, the last time one I was in was like the size of a porta potty.
More traditional size doghouse.
A lot of sophistication in this one.
Well, as I said on that day, I looked at all of that. I thought, this is beautiful. It's beautiful. It's just so well done and good security lamp or cameras, everything. Yeah. Good people. Fantastic.
Yeah.
And room to expand, which is nice to have it set up so we can expand it.
Yeah. And Marysville is going to be growing more and more, for sure. A lot of people want to move there.
Yeah.
Thank you. Next is 7B, Commissioner Event Calendar. Any changes to the event calendar, commissioners?
I don't know.
So far, we don't have a lot other than UBC and Peanut can. Next is item 7C, consideration of election of commission officers for the year 2025. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval. Wait a minute. Let me read the motion.
Yeah. That's it. I move approval. So last meeting, we had a conversation on December 3rd, 2024, in which we nominated as follows. Nomination of Commissioner Sid Logan, President, Commissioner Tony Olson, Vice President, and Commissioner Julieta Alterano Crosby, Secretary, as Commission Officers for the year 2025. But in all that discussion, we failed to vote.
We do this every year.
But it's recoverable, and here we are.
That's right.
So I will call for a vote. All those in favor, say aye. All those opposed, say nay.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Motion passes unanimously. Next, item 7D, Commissioner Appreciation. So we have a commissioner to appreciate.
I appreciate you too, and everyone out there, everyone.
We're a good team.
So I'll just start out and say thank you for your service. Thank you for bringing new perspectives to the organization and challenging the organization to be better. I appreciate that. I appreciate your work and your passion.
Oh, I'm sorry to see the leap. You know that. And you and I've had a real spirited 6 years. And I think some in the audience probably know what I'm saying. And I owe you an apology there, because I had to work through the fact when you joined the board, and I tend to be really assertive, and I'm grounded in what I believe in. And the light bulb finally dawned, and actually we're both that way. You're not as assertive like I am.
I can be.
Actually, she can. But I just wanted to acknowledge that, and the fact that I came to the realization that we are passionate about what we believe in, and we're committed, and we're professional. So I don't give out many apologies, dear, but I do apologize.
Oh, you know, I don't think it's necessary, but I accept whatever it was. It's just been such a privilege, such an honor, and a joy to be a part of this organization for 6 years. And at one of the PPC meetings, some elderly gentleman who was about my age said, "So you're going to be a short termer, are you?" And I said, "Well, 6 years, and I'm not a spring chicken." So I think it's time for younger people to come into this organization and learn, as I've had to learn. And I had particular interests that I was concerned about, mostly in environmental, climate change, governance issues, all of those. And I felt that I could bring something to it.
And you did.
Thank you.
You can contribute to the
podcast. Thank you. Well, I have found it fascinating. And it's been such a joy to meet each one of the people in this room, and so many more who are not here today, not in the room. It's just, I really respect each and every one and every soul who is present. Thank you very much, all of you.
Yeah, I would just say as well, you and I started on our journeys at about the same time. I have learned a great deal from you, probably most of which, don't be afraid to share your passion and share your thoughts and ideas. You always ask a lot of really insightful questions, thoughtful questions, and challenged us. And you certainly made me grow and ensure that I have a better perspective or better way of understanding each other's perspectives and honoring and respecting those perspectives. So yeah, huge thank you for all that you've done and what you've contributed to our success at the PUD for the last 6 years.
Well, my respect for you, John, and for my fellow commissioners and for everyone has increased week by week or fortnight by fortnight. And there's so much that I'm going to miss. There really is.
You will be missed.
Thank you.
So you know the drill now. We have to go up front.
Yes.
No. Yes. If not, the meeting never ends. You're still in office and we don't get cake. And
now it's your turn to accept.
We can't eat.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, we've all been there. So, this is don't fall. Don't do that. Where are we going? Right up here. It's cool.
Right out in front.
You've done this enough. Do I get to be taller? Sure. I love it. Yeah. I love that.
You guys are always taller.
Oh, that's great, you guys. Oh, yeah. Let's start with a picture and then we'll check out what you got here. Everyone looking right here. Oh, I love that. Go ahead and tell her about it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I've never had my picture on the front.
Well, let's get you on the top. All it takes is to retire.
Hint, hint,
not,
he's going hint, hint.
I am not encouraging you to retire, but I guess that's what it took.
Cool.
I remember when Krista was taking our picture, and I didn't know what to do. I said, I'm just going to do that power thing.
I loved it.
Classic.
So Tony and I assumed you have a trophy case. That's, you know, please. And you probably not, maybe you don't have an obelisk. But here you have, it says, yeah, I'm being careful. Commissioner Rebecca Wolf, Snohomish County PUD, District Number 2,
2019-2024. Well, that is remarkable.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you. I will tell you that in 2023, when I was president, my partner gave me a gavel.
Oh.
He really did use the gavel quite well.
It's a good meat tenderizer.
You said that.
We'll do one when I was on the service when you guys.
You tell us what to do.
A little closer to our parting commissioner here, and we'll do some nice smiles.
Okay.
Beautiful. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Okay, now we're going to party now. We have more business.
Well, we're close.
The treasure. Seahawks colors.
They are. Go Hunts.
Yeah.
So please just join me in a round of applause today. On to item 8, governance planning calendar. I'll call for a motion for the adoption of the 2025 governance planning calendar.
I move approval. All
right, are there any changes to the governance planning calendar?
No.
I will call for a vote. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say nay.
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously. Is there any further business to come before the board?
Michelle Logan, can you mention that we're going to go upstairs and have a celebration for Michelle Wolf? If
anyone, I was going to get cake.
Which room?
It's upstairs 2C.
Okay.
Everybody's welcome.
I mentioned it too. Okay. Hearing none, it is 2:04 p.m. Our meeting is adjourned, and please join us upstairs to celebrate Michelle Wolf.